Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In this episode, we're going to share a few things that you can do at home to quickly turn your credit scores around.
Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
Being in the credit repair industry, I get so many people who sign up for Sturgis Credit Repair. And of course, they're signing up to, you know, have us work on some of their negative accounts and see what we can do to challenge some of these items. But we also guide those clients into things that they should be looking for to, you know, do these things at home so that can help their scores increase as well. And it's almost daily where I see the same stuff over and over and over. Many times their credit cards are maxed out. They may have some petty collections on there that they should have, you know, worked out some type of agreement to pay to delete. And then of course their debt to income issue, you know, that can be a problem when it comes to home buying. So in this episode, I'm going to quickly or briefly go over a lot of those things that you today, for those who are watching or listening to this episode, you guys can try these things at home and pretty much do like a rapid rescore to where your credit scores quickly go up just from doing some small adjustments to your credit. Now, the first thing I want to go over is the most important or the most obvious thing that I see when people sign up for Sturgis Credit Repair is credit cards. A lot of times people sign up and I see that their credit cards are maxed out, and that is a big issue. I've seen people drop over 120 points on their credit scores just because they have maxed out balances on their credit cards. So if you know you're trying to buy a home within the next, I don't know, 60 to 90 days, you know, hopefully you're already prepared to buy a home by then. But for some reason, I've been getting a lot of people who are like, hey, Chris, I want to use your service because I'm trying to buy a house in a month or two, which sounds crazy that you're waiting last minute to buy a house. But things happen. I get it. Now, although there may not be anything that I myself can do or the service can do within 30 days, there are some things that you can do, and these things can quickly help your scores. Now, going back to it, credit card utilization. Of course, by those balances being maxed out, if you have any balances reporting, even if it's 30% of the card's limit, pay it off. There seems to be a big misunderstanding when it comes to paying off credit cards or leaving balances. A lot of people call in or they ask me questions. They're like, hey, Chris, I thought I'm supposed to leave 30% of the card's limit on here at all times because that builds my credit. No, that is wrong. With a credit card, you use it and you pay it off in full. You don't purposely leave 30% on there because you're getting charged interest on that 30% utilization or that 30% balance. So the misunderstanding was when you go to apply for something and banks look at your credit card history, they will work with you as long as your utilization is under 30%. Because the issue is, if they see your balances are higher than 30%, you're now looked at as a high risk or a financial risk because they think that you're relying on your credit cards and you can't pay off your credit cards. So they will work with you if your balances are under 30% of your card's limit. That doesn't mean leave 30% on there, because like I say, if you leave 30%, you're just giving the bank money, you know, that's interest that they're charging you, which is dumb, you know. So the goal with credit cards is to have it paid off in full each time, or just not use them at all. Once you pay them off, just let them report $0 every month. It's still going to report as paid in full. It's the same thing, $0 or paid in full. Even if you pay it in full 20 times in a month, at the end of the month it still shows zero, which is what you want. Or not the end of the month, the end of your statement. That can be any day of the month depending on your card. So credit card utilization, if you have balances reporting, even if you have a $500 credit card and you have a $50 balance on there, pay it off. That can quickly increase your credit scores. Now, banks only report once every 30 days. So if your statement date recently passed, then of course you must wait next month for it to report again. So this episode is just generally speaking what you can do to see a change in your score, not instantly, but over the next 30 days, because I don't know when your stuff reports. You know, it may have reported today, and if you did something today, it may not reflect until next month. So just wanted to clear that up. So the next thing I want to talk about is another thing that I see commonly, you know, in the credit repair industry, clearly, is collection accounts. A lot of people sign up for Sturgis Credit Repair, and, you know, usually these aren't small collections. These are bigger collections, you know, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 that people just didn't pay or had financial difficulties, or, you know, they may have collections on there that really don't belong to them. So, you know, that's a different situation. Now, for you guys that I'm talking to in this episode, if you have collection accounts that are petty, and what I mean by petty is collection accounts that are like $200, $300. I've seen some people have collection accounts on their credit for $75. Look, you want to contact those debt collection companies because they get paid if they can get you to pay, right? You know, so that's their whole industry, is contacting consumers who didn't pay back balances and attempt to get them to pay. That's how they make their living. So if you work with some of these debt collection companies, the first thing you want to do is ask them, like, hey, if I take care of this balance, will you guys just stop reporting this to my credit? Two things is going to happen. One, they're going to say sure, right? They're going to say, hey, you know, pay us and we'll stop reporting this. That's easy. Of course, I always like to still get things in writing. I like to ask, you know, for them to send you an email proving that, or send you an email confirming that, you know. So the email should say, hey, once this is paid, this item will be removed off your credit report. So that's one thing that debt collection companies will say. The second thing they're going to do is not really trick you, but they're going to word it as, well, we can't purposely request for it to be deleted. However, we can update it on your credit report. Now, I have mixed feelings about that, because regardless if a collection is paid or not paid, majority of the time it still reports to your credit. Even as a paid collection, it affects your credit scores and your credit will not increase by a point. You know, it still reports to your credit. So again, even if you pay a collection account, it does not remove it from your credit unless there's a pay for deletion agreement. If they agree to delete it, they're going to work something out to where they stop reporting it, or the credit bureau stop reporting it. Because once they have submitted that data to the credit bureaus that you have a collection, and the credit bureaus see that it was updated, the credit bureaus aren't just going to delete it. There has to be a reason why it's deleted. Many times they may just say they have the wrong person, or something was wrong with the account, or whatever the case is, and this item is no longer valid, you know, once you pay it, and then the credit bureaus must remove it. So that's usually how that works. So just by you simply paying a collection account, that will not remove it. And then when you go to apply for a mortgage, mortgage lenders will still see that paid collection on there, and that is going to be a risk because you have history of having collections. So some mortgage lenders, they will work with you if, well, not some mortgage lenders, it's more preferably some situations, because it's more related to the person's or the consumer's credit profile that's going to determine it. So sometimes in the mortgage industry, they will continue to work with you if the collection accounts are paid. And then there's going to be some people's situation, depending on their credit scores and their income and stuff like that. It's going to depend on, you know, regardless if the item is paid or not, the mortgage lender preferred it to be removed completely. So you either have to wait 7 years or find a way to get it removed sooner. So many times, even if you did go and just straight up paid it and it still reports, that does not still guarantee that you're going to buy a home, because they're still going to deny you because of the history. So that's something else that you can quickly do to, I guess, reset your credit scores and boost them up over the next 30 days, is contact some of these debt collection companies and offer a pay for deletion, which sounds like, hey, I have this $200 balance with you guys that y'all are reporting. I will take care of this if you can promise to delete this from my credit. Yes, go for it. They say no, you'll probably be out of luck for right now, unless you go through the credit repair process and try to get that item removed. Because like I said, just by paying it, that won't do anything if they're not going to delete it. So this brings me to my next slide here, which is going to be talking about not necessarily dealing with credit, but this is something else that is going to determine your approval when it comes to home buying, and that is going to be your DTI, which is debt to income ratio. So again, this has nothing to do with credit scores, and you can't really, I mean, I doubt you can change this within 30 days, depending on how much debt that you are in. But yes, your debt to income ratio is a major part of home buying, because this is usually the next thing that mortgage lenders look at after they review your credit scores and your credit reports and things like that. So many times when people apply for a loan, again, they may have these what I call petty balances. Like, look, get these balances out of here. You could have been paid this off. That's what I mean by petty. Same thing with collection accounts. If you have something on there that's under $500 or under $300 and it's just sitting there, that's what I call petty. You know that shouldn't be on there. You know, you should have paid it in the first place. So that's what I mean by petty. So moving forward, petty things dealing with debt to income are leftover balances on credit cards, your last payment owed on a loan or auto loan. So like, for example, if somebody have a $500 credit card and they have a $150 balance on it, you know, that's petty. You should have been paid this off before considering looking into a mortgage loan. Vice versa, let's say somebody have a car payment, right? And they're on their last five payments left, you know, of their auto loan. You want to just go ahead and just get rid of that, because that's factoring to your debt to income. May not, depending on the mortgage lender. They may just be like, hey, look, this thing is going to be paid off within the next year. We're not even going to calculate this into your DTI, which is good, but not all the time they would do that. So if you have any petty balances, minimum card payments, a small loan, something that's under $1,000, go ahead and take care of that today. So that way, in the next 30 days, once that reflects on your credit report that it's paid and it's no longer being deducted out of your income, then that's going to help your DTI over the next 30 days. And that's going to hopefully boost your credit scores as well if some of those balances are holding you back. So again, your debt to income isn't really related to credit. However, those balances report to your credit. So it's still somewhat related and similar to credit card utilization and then paying collection accounts. So those are three things that I went over that can quickly boost your scores within the next 30 days and prepare you for home buying.
If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.